sports, news, and entertainment covered with some middle ground common sense right here with the Smart Guys.
Well, we ask a little common sense into today's mindset. And that's where I bring in a couple of guys to help out along that line. And certainly we try as far as being smart guys. Now, Charles Walshine, foreclosure defense attorney, top litigator, Charlie Walshine, walshinelegal.com, one of the best. And, of course, the great Steve Schwartz, businessman, aficionado, entrepreneur, MrDumble.com, home of the great hoodies. Hoodies. And I mean hoodies. Fantastic. And we welcome both Charles and Steve from their usual time slots. Gentlemen, how are you? Charles, Stephen, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jay. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's time for the smart guys.
I personally am happier than a clam at low tide. How's that?
How happy are you going to be after today? We got a recall going on out in California. You've got these mandates from the President of the United States. You know, you got Tony Blinken hitting the Senate floor. Oh, excuse me, not the Senate floor, the virtual floor. I can't figure that one out. Blinken at the State Department and taking questions from Congress. Wow, unbelievable. You know what? Why don't we dip into the mandate deal, Mr. Walshine? You know, you got these mandates and everything else. A lot of people are wondering what in the heck's going on. You know, I'm not a mandate guy. I told you that yesterday, right? You and I had a conversation. I'm not really a mandate guy. I'm more on the messaging front. You know, I think mandates actually have a reverse psychology type effect, in my opinion. I just think they do. I think, you know, mocking the skeptics out there, there's a lot of misinformation. If you think somebody who is on the bubble of getting a shot or not is, if that's going to help, I don't agree. I really don't. But in essence, the president came out with a few last week, and let's go over that. And we'll ask you on the mandate front itself, how you feel. Joe Biden's mandates, three of them. How do you feel about that, sir? Go ahead.
Well, clearly, there's a need for everybody to be vaxxed. I'm a big believer in that. I'm with you on this. The mandates, I think he has the power to do it. It's legal. Is it a smart thing to do? Sometimes. I was in a restaurant last week with my wife. Nice dinner. Place was wouldn't say it was packed, but it was busy. And I asked the owner of the restaurant, who I know for quite a while. I said, "Can you give me a table with somebody who's serving who has been vaccinated?" And he said, "Everybody in here has been vaccinated." And he said, "By the way, I'm short three people. Three people quit." So he was short three of his, you know, one, I think it was one busboy and two waiting people. They quit. They wouldn't do it. He said, "You have to be vaccinated." He said, I have a policy in my restaurant. He goes, "I'm probably going to get sued and I don't care." We had a further conversation about it. Like, you know, good luck with that. I don't think there's any jury in the world right now in this state anyway. It's going to convict or award, you know, big damages to somebody who quit their job over not being vaccinated. So federal government, the military, absolutely. They've been, my son's in the military and they made him take shots when he went overseas for stuff that no one's been even sick for 50 years with these things, taking cholera vaccines and these kind of things. So the fact that you have to do something because the government tells you to do it for safety, I'm all with that. We do it with our kids. I couldn't register my son in school for years. My other kid in school, you had a laundry list of inoculations he had to get. They're like, why is this different? Why is this different? I think this is just like the naysayer, and I don't really care what people think, because if you're not doing this, and this is, Schwartz is going to go off on me in about 2 seconds, because if you're not doing this, you're not a team player, and you're basically an idiot. You know, and Dr. Yeah. Strangelove, before you, I agree with 99.99% of the things that he says about wellness and health. I said, the guy is clearly thinking, I'm going to change his name to Dr. Delusion on this one. I just can't listen to it.
Listen, you know, the mandates you know, if you analyze the man, we'll get into the mandates, we'll dissect it. But there's so much, Steve, misinformation out there just regarding, you know, skeptics, okay? Because there's a lot out there. I mean, you could go over this as far as the top top reasons why folks don't get the jabs. You know, are they not getting it because of the side effects that they hear, the newness of the vaccine, government telling what one to do, you know, that type of thing? You know, it's all about throwing the right information, keep having conversations. But in essence, there is a lot out there as far as not being informed properly, you see. But when you start to mandate, you're turning people off. Now, a couple of them, as Charles stated, and I agree, from a government standpoint, I don't have the feeling of negativity about them. What about you? What's your overall situation regarding?
All right, let's start with the definition. You don't have a vaccine. You have a fancy flu shot. That's number one. So you're going to mandate a fancy flu shot. All right? I'm all for it.
Vaccine,
leadership,
but go ahead.
Leadership. Go get some real leadership here that's telling us the plan. So if you're going to mandate, and behind the mandate, you're going to allow people to test. And even if it's an inconvenience out of their own pocket and they want to keep their jobs, that's a good plan. I don't have a problem with that. That is giving us a direction. The country needs direction. It doesn't need a communist situation that says, listen, if you don't do this, we ain't doing this, 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 and this, and this, and that. You're dividing the country. You're making one against the other. And you don't even know. You don't even have your own facts straight. You don't even know because the facts are changing every single day. We've been through this. This is mandates are a good thing. Mandate means that somebody up there is actually taking the time to try to make a plan. A plan is a very important thing, okay? It's something that we have lacked in the 18 months of this whole scenario that has turned into a plague. And now the plague is turning one American against another American. I have people that I know that are vaccinated that think they have a badge of honor. They have a badge of honor to go to a 100,000-seat stadium and applaud with no mask on, go to the Yankee Subway Series, which was great, by the way, and everyone's out there, masked, unmasked, vaccinated, unvaccinated, everyone's sitting there together. How is that proper behavior? You think that history is really going to be happy with this? And then on top of that, you got guys like Jimmy Kimmel and Howard Stern are going to tell us how the guys who might be their brothers and sisters, their wives, their children, that if you're not vaccinated, you know, you should just die right on the table, basically. I don't care. I'm going to step on your head. Listen, Howard Stern is the luckiest guy in this world. I have watched him over a career, and I'll tell you something, point blank, I've had enough of Revenge of the Nerds, this B movie, where he has, you know, aligned himself around people that take his side regardless. And believe me, this guy has spurred more evil than anything. And now this has really pushed me over the top with him sitting there going to tell the unvaccinated they're not only are they idiots, but they deserve to die. This is disgusting behavior. Disgusting behavior. Shame on him. Shame on this Hollywood thing where Jennifer Aniston comes out and says, I'm not talking to anybody who's not vaccinated, or Jimmy Kimmel. This is disgrace. You think that this is great leadership? No. Joe Biden got a plan, trying to work his way through it. I get it. I'm really not for mandates, but in this
case, let me ask
I
you,
am
Steve.
For mandates. But make it fair for everybody. Find a way. The devil's in the details. Find a way, make it where everyone gets to live, and like the great Charles Walshine said a couple weeks ago, hit this from all sides. This is a fancy flu shot. The world knows it. The world knows it. You know how the world knows it? Your boy.
I'm pulling your time out here, man. You're telling me Joe Biden has a plan?
Jay,
let me tell you. Hold on a minute.
You're running out of air.
Hold on a minute.
Jay,
I let you talk
more.
With
give me
25
one
minutes
more.
Already. Hold on a minute, Schwartz.
He's completely. I just need 30
Schwartz.
More seconds, Jay.
30 more seconds.
Does Joe Biden have a plan?
By then, Schwartz. Come on.
Come on, Steve. You're off the deep end here. Joe Biden has a plan. Is it the same template as he's used in Afghanistan? Really? So you think that's the way to go?
Oh, my God.
Joe Biden is basically saying,
here we go,
this is more for the unvaccinated. Is that how you're going to lure people to getting into more productive means, way of life, as far as by calling out the anti-vaxxers? Or should you do it as far as more, you know, more bees to honey, that type of methodology? Shouldn't we do it that way because of all that's going on here? Listen, the reason why people don't get the shots is the misinformation out there, the ridiculous theories that you probably subscribe to as far as the side effects or the newness of the vaccine or the distrust in government. You know what it is? Whatever the case is, you know, I mean, it's about trying to keep positive. It's trying to promote the vaccine. Hopefully that will have some kind of positive effect. You don't tell me Joe Biden has a plan. Joe Biden never had a plan. Okay. Don't get me started on Joe Biden. Did he have a plan in the last 6 weeks in the Middle East? Don't tell me he did, please. So don't give me this Joe Biden has a plan.
Please. Can we stay on one topic, please?
Charles, go ahead. Go.
Let's not confuse Afghanistan with the vaccine, okay? Well, with a shot or the fancy flu shot, which is what I think it is. You know,
Biden has no plan.
When you take a vaccine, you take a polio vaccine or rubella shot or whatever it is. It's good for 5 years, 10 years. Sometimes you get a booster. This is like the flu shot. You know, polio. There's no variants of polio that change every time you get your haircut. There's a new variant out there. That's the way this is. And this is one of those things you're going to have to stay on top of. And either there's science that's behind this. And by the way, I haven't seen a published study. Have you? If you go online, you can see actual published long-term studies. They're approving these shots without these studies. The FDA is approving them. To me, it's incredible. When I say incredible, I mean, it is beyond belief. I cannot believe they're approving these things. There are no published studies. You wanted to say they have a control group of people that don't take something, and then something that because they take a placebo, and then there's another group that takes, that actually takes the actual medicine being tested, and they compare the two groups as to the results. Here, there's a ton of data. I haven't seen them being able to draw any conclusion. There's, for Christ's sake, there's 2 billion people have taken the shot already? You're telling me you can't come up? Now they come up with a variant. Now they got a gamma variant, a lambda variant. I was like, what, are you kidding me? I want some science on this. And by the way,
well, you're getting science. What are you talking about? You want science?
What kind of science do you want?
We know that viruses mutate.
Jay,
listen to me.
Jay,
we know.
I'm in favor of taking the shot.
We know that virus. Hello. We know that viruses mutate. How do you quell the virus? By getting herd immunity. Very simple. That's how it's done. And by the way, the numbers have decreased.
And for that,
because you know why? You know why the numbers
exactly
have decreased across the country?
Jay,
because of shots in the arms, because of the inoculations. Go ahead.
You know, listen, I'm agreeing with you. But, you know, in some sense, Schwartzy is right. Because he is making a personal choice based on the fact that that right now the information that we have is a little bit better than colloquial. You look at results kind of like, as far as I'm concerned, informally, and they say, and by the way, I'm not getting it straight from a guy like Fauci. The Centers for Disease Control isn't publishing a study on this yet. They haven't. It's just not there. So every time you see a guy like Fauci or somebody, some physician come up, it's what they've seen. It's what they have observed. And the truth is, I could care less what they've observed, because I can observe the same thing, and I'm not a doctor. I don't know what conclusion to draw. But I can tell you this, from what I'm seeing, people who have not gotten the shot get way sicker than the people who have. That's what I see. And hold on a second, Schwartz. And everybody who works in an emergency room, and I have a lot of people who are in, who are in the healthcare field, they will tell you the exact same thing. Now, maybe they're jaded. Maybe they're only seeing one side of the coin. I don't know. And that's the part where I say I don't know, because I don't know. I don't know. And neither do you, and neither do you, Schwartzy. You don't know.
Right. Nobody knows.
Let me just interject something here. Schwartz, hold on a minute. I don't want to hear Biden has a plan. Biden had a terrible plan. Because that is not how you lure the many that are still unvaccinated. You can't keep hopping on. You can't call this a state of affairs with the unvaxxed. You can't do that. That type of messaging does not work. It just doesn't. You can't keep mocking these anti-vaxxers out there who have been fed misinformation. You will not convince individuals on the bubble to get the shot. You will not do that, okay? That's not how you win an argument. You don't. And that's how it's done. You must check the tone of your message. Joe Biden has not done any of that, okay? He has not done. You can't say this is virus of the unvaccinated. Come on. How foolish is that? How foolish is it? But yet, do you expect anything different from this guy? Don't tell me he has a plan. He has no plan. He doesn't even know what day it is.
Jay, give me my 30 seconds. I won't go on. I'll just give you a 30-second thought, okay? And you'll like the thought. It's a good thought. It's a smart thought.
Come on.
Vladimir Putin isolated himself, okay, because people in his circle have gotten the corona. Now, he's taken supposedly taken the Russian vaccine. I think he's one of the most powerful men in the world, strongest guys in the world. If he really believes in the vaccine, why is he all of a sudden now isolating himself? Or did he not take the vaccine because he knows something is up? Either way, this is a guy that runs one of the, you know, the hardest countries in the world, right? I mean, this guy's one of the most powerful men in the world, right? And yet he is not standing by the vaccine. If the vaccine worked and it's a real vaccine and not a fancy flu shot, this guy would not be hiding in his bunker, you know, afraid of getting the corona because he's already vaccinated. So when you sit there and you say, hey, you know what? The science is there. This is there. It's not. And it's not worldwide. And just don't look in your own backyard. There's a whole world out there. And each part of the world, even Israel said, listen, let's get these guys that third shot. We might need a fourth, fifth, and sixth shot coming, all right? Because they had major outbreaks, and they were the first ones on this. So if it happened there, what do you think is going to happen here? So why can't you get it through everybody's head that I am for the fancy flu shot, but I am for hitting this from all sides, and I'm also not an anti-vaxxer, and I'm not a vaxxer. The truth lies somewhere in the middle. And I'll tell you, I go back to these 60,000-seat stadiums, these crazy spreaders. It's right in front of your face, Jay. It's right there.
There you go. Schwartz's right about that.
Steve, you keep bringing up the science. You keep bringing up the science. Science is right in front of your face. The efficacy
is
great.
You want to squash?
Hold on a minute. Let me finish the thought here,
all
right?
Go ahead.
The efficacy rate is very, very high on these vaccines. That is all you need to know, okay? That's all you need to know. I'm not saying once you're vaccinated, you can't get it. We've seen, I know people that have gotten it. The one thing it won't do is it won't land in any damn hospital and it won't kill you if you get the shot. That's where science has come into, okay, into play here. That's fact.
That science is debatable.
You can't argue that.
Because you don't know where this is going to lead a year or two from now.
You don't know what's about to happen.
You don't know how great it is. Nobody knows. Ask your Dr. Ron Sinagra. He'll tell you.
You know what I know? This is what I know. The efficacy rate is high, it'll keep you from dying.
That's what the damn shot does. That is a fact. That's what science and data have told us. Final thought. I want to get to the recall. Charles, make a final thought. Right. Go.
Final thought is, you know something? If you really care about everybody else, if you really care about the rest of the world, you really care about stopping the spread of the virus, don't tell me you're going to go and take a shot and the second shot and then take a booster and then go and watch the USC game. It's not happening. With 100,000 people in the stadium. Did you see that? Yep. Did you see? I mean, this is in football stadiums everywhere. Don't tell me that that's safe. That's stupider than everybody not taking a shot. That is yep. That is the dumbest behavior you can exhibit. You want to make fun of people? Make fun of the people that go with the crowds of 100,000 people. Because everybody did it to Trump. Oh, look, he's having these super spreader events. Well, what the hell is a football game? What is that? So don't everybody should get off their
you
horse,
guys, their high I'm not horse. Talking about
if
that, okay?
It,
stay what down, I'm talking stay about, house, you guys keep bringing up science and data, okay? Science and data have told all of us that this shot is quite effective as far as living your life, okay? Does one want to live their life in some sort of normal fashion? That's what the data and the science tell me, okay? And should tell everyone, because it's quite effective. Whatever vaccine that you have taken, it is quite effective. That's how you get your messaging out. Not by saying, okay, anti-vaxxers, listen up. That's not how you get it done. And as usual, Joe Biden is not getting it done. Okay? Let's get to the recall. Tuesday, which is today, the recall election, guys, out in California, that will determine the fate of he himself, that of Gavin Newsom. Now, it's the fourth gubernatorial recall election in this country in the history. The first, by the way, recall election of a governor in the state since 2003. Did anybody remember Arnold? You got it. Joe Biden there yesterday, he's more concerned about trying to get Newsom on board again than he is as far as not finishing his job in Afghanistan. But that's a whole nother story. That's something we should expect, right? So we got a lot on the line here. But you know what? When it's all said and done, Newsom will probably retain his post, according to the latest numbers. I'm not surprised. Charles, a day in California, but the result I don't think will change. What about you?
They're not going to recall him. It's not happening. This is a stunt, a political stunt by. And by the way, California. Everybody wants to look at the wackiest. You know, people make fun of the South, like Mississippi and Alabama, as being backward and with a little dopey. This is California, without question, is the dopiest state in the entire country. How you can recall a duly elected governor in a state of 30 million people with a million name petition is beyond me. And then you have a ballot with 40-100 people on it? Are you kidding me? Really? This process in California, I mean, I understand legally from a constitutional point of view how it happens and why it happens and what the machinery is, but boy, what a stupid system. What a stupid system. And the guy hasn't even done what you call a horrible job. He hasn't broken any laws. People just don't like him. A lot of people just don't like him.
But why is that?
Don't like a lot of people.
Charles, why is that? Why should people like Gavin Newsom for the job he has done? He has done a horrendous job. As you know, Schwartz always talks about leadership. Are you getting good leadership out of Gavin Newsom? Are you kidding me?
Have you
noticed anything regarding the state of California as far as taxes? Regarding the homelessness? Have you noticed anything as far as a sanctuary state?
Oh, no, no. Status? Oh, don't start. Don't
that
start.
It is? Are you not paying attention to some of the draconian policies that are followed?
Yes,
are you not paying attention to the restrictions this guy has put in place?
All right.
Mask mandates.
Take some oxygen.
Shutdowns galore from an economic sense.
Oh, God.
Are you not paying attention?
Charlie, okay. Let me get in. Charlie, can I get something in on this?
Go ahead.
Okay. Jay, listen. I wish that we had recall in New York. Could you imagine when the nursing home thing was going, that was a perfect time to do the recall, right then and there. Everything de Blasio has done in this city to ruin this city, California might be ahead of its time, okay? California, I'm not, maybe there's a way to modify it, like Charlie says. It's ridiculous when you have 30 million and you only need a million five to make it happen. Maybe. But you know what? The accountability is what I love. I love it. I love it. And I agree with you because I'm a big California guy and I'm not a Newsom guy. But think about what this could actually change. If Elder was to win and Dianne Feinstein, who's in the Senate, passes on, he gets to make the call on who the next senator is going to be. That could change the whole nationwide, everything. It throws everything up in the air and brings the Senate back to the Republicans. There's a lot that goes into this. It's not just, oh, this guy's doing a bad job. A lot of these things have, like, puzzles to it. And, you know, the recall thing gives a lot of power back to the people. And you know what? I think that's a good thing. I really do. I think it's a really, really good thing, and it's something that, you know, sounds ridiculous because it happened in California, and we live in New York, according to Charles. I don't agree with Charles. I think that we got to look at this because we need more accountability in our government. And this, you know, rattles and shakes the apple cart. And Schwarzenegger, Arnold, would have never got in if it wasn't for recall. So, you know what? You know, don't be so fast to judge.
I'm telling you, Newsom should be thrown out on his keister and never come back. He has done a horrendous job in managing this state, and that's the bottom line. And you know something? The photo op with him at a fancy restaurant way back in time, that's not even at the crux of it all, not even a little bit. It's just the way he has done his business, okay? He has ruined that state. I've been to California. I love California. I've been to California many a time on business over the years. What has happened to that state and how this guy's leadership has prevailed has been beyond despicable. It really is. And you can't, I mean, listen, he'll win. He'll absolutely win, okay, today. Guaranteed he will retain his post, okay? But that doesn't take away the fact that he has done a horrendous job in all facets of running this state. And I gave you examples, okay? The taxes are through the skyline there. Homelessness, the rate without a plan, it is unbelievable, okay? I have many family members out there. I'm telling you, it is unreal. Rationing the water use, the sanctuary state stuff, the public gatherings, the man, you can get into all this other stuff with the virus and whatnot. He's just done a horrible job. He's a terrible leader. He really is. He shouldn't be the governor. And the recall should
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. I think you're right on. I think you're right on. And that's the reason why I love that there is something called like the power of the people, a recall. Because this guy is a disaster. And I'm a California guy. And I got a lot of family out in California, too. And this guy is single-handedly a disaster. So kudos to you, Jay.
All right, we take a quick break. Amanda, we'll take a break. We will come back with the handing out of the Bronze Turdy Award. It's an award we give out each and every week, folks, for those who have stepped in it, okay? We will announce the winner from last week, and we'll tell you who's nominated for the upcoming. How do you find that out? You go to the Twitter page, LI News Radio. You can vote there every week, okay? The LI News Radio Twitter page. We will return right after this. All right, the nominees from last week. Charles had Congressman Catherine Clark. Steve had the Nintendo video games as a whole, by the way. I had the State Department. And really, put into the equation even what happened yesterday, where you had deer in the headlights too, Secretary of State Tony Blinken, at the State Department being grilled by Congress, who was in their location. Why the two couldn't come together. Only miles apart is beyond me. I can't figure out. The winner of the famed Bronze Turdy Award goes to the State Department, and the way they handled Afghanistan, dodging questions, not giving you the right information, State Department, we will wrap it up and send to you as a whole. You can put it on the wall, whatever you want to do with it. Mr. Schwartz, may I have your nominee for the upcoming?
Howard Stern. This guy for over 50 years has spewed hate through being the funniest guy in America. He has won over the crowd. He has aligned himself beautifully with other people. And he is the reason and the bornness and the playbook that was taken by Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump took his whole presidency and just read over the Howard Stern way of doing things, doubling down, never wrong, hurting people, but being able to laugh about it as you're hurting. The greatest entertainer ever was Howard Stern. The greatest entertainer ever to this day, today, is Donald J. Trump. Howard Stern went over the line once again when he said, quote unquote, that people who are not vaccinated should basically die. Okay? He got his okay. He's aligned with Jimmy Kimmel, gives him a little credibility. And that goes for everything, whether it was racism, whether it was going after an anchor man who had an alcoholic problem, a guy named Jim Jensen, who he destroyed, whether he goes after celebrities, this, that, and then everybody jumps on board, and then when he gets called out, he just doubles down, triples down, and then somewhere along the line, the other person just gives in. You know what? He's a disgusting human being. He really is. And the bottom line is, he is talented. I'll give you that. He's talented for the birth of Donald J. Trump. My turd of the week, Howard Stern.
He is pandered to the left. That's obvious in recent years. You know what? Maybe she just hang him up soon, because it's not the same guy. It's not the same guy I used to love and listen to all the time. Who didn't, right? But certainly, with what's been happening over the years, the pandering to the progressive nature of it all is completely disenchanting, to me at least. So I respect your nominee for the upcoming. Mr. Walsh, I may have yours, sir, quickly.
Well, last week you did the State Department. This week I'm doing the entire state of Texas, because, you know, I always thought that it was a close call between Texas and Florida for being the stupidest state. Now it's not only the stupidest state, it's also the meanest state. They're screwing around with the voting. They just did this horrible thing with their abortion law. And I don't even know what's next, what they're going to do next. I think they're thinking about outlawing homosexuality. I think they're also looking to bring back slavery and a host of other things that they're going to disallow, probably interracial marriages, all races, not just black and white. And I can just see the governor down there, who's the biggest jerk in the world, saying, well, the people of Texas like to see us stay with your own kind. And then he'll have 50 people behind them clapping. You know, if this is they've gone off the reservation, as they say. So it's the state of Texas and every idiot that voted for that moron governor that they have.
I mean, my selection, guys, is Deer in the Headlights 2. That would be Anthony Blinken, the so-called Secretary of State. You know what? Two things about Blinken. The common denominator to all his problems is Donald Trump and 100. Let me explain. Because the corporate answer to the question of how many Americans are still left there is always 100, right? That hasn't changed in about 2.5 weeks. Okay, do we have an actual number as far as who has been stranded there behind enemy lines? We can't get that. And that's what Deer in the Headlights 2 gives you. Also, when everything goes awry, blame Trump. And that is the corporate answer as well. My selection for the upcoming, as far as my nominee to receive the Bronze Turdy Award, is that of Deer in the Headlights 2, Anthony Blinken. Guys, tremendous. Charles and Steve, we call them the smart guys. Until next week, gentlemen, you stay well now. Thank you.
Thanks, Jay.